Hello and welcome to the Cristania.com podcast. I'm Cristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I am glad you're here. This is episode number 4. In this week's segment, we're going to be featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 4, Sanity, covering Principle 2 and Step 2. Principle 2. Earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to Him, and that He has the power to help me recover. Scripture. Happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Step 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. Scripture. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Philippians 2:13. So think about it. Insanity has been described as doing the same thing over and over and over again, but expecting different results each time. Sanity has been defined as wholeness of mind, making decisions based on truth. The acrostic for sanity starts with S, which stands for strength. Jesus gives us strength to face our fears in the past because He will fight our fight. A for accept. We learn to have realistic expectations of not only ourselves, but others. In new life, we discover that we have an opportunity for a second chance. God is full of second chances. I, integrity. We begin to follow through on our promises and start trusting what we say in addition to what others say. T, trust. We begin to trust the relationships. And more importantly, we put trust in Jesus Christ. Why? Your Jesus Christ loves you just the way you are. Question 1. What things have you been doing over and over again, expecting different results each time? You know the definition of insanity? Well, me? I have been relying on my own strength to get through tough times, to change the way I think, and looking for Mr. Right. Question 2. What is your definition of sanity? I loved how the overview put it. Wholeness of mind, making decisions based on truth. Well, there is only one truth, and that's God. And focusing on God will allow me to be peaceful in my present, not worried about my past or my future. 3. How have your past expectations of yourself or others been unrealistic? Give examples. Wanting to hear people that have hurt me say they were wrong, and they knew they were wrong, but that was just it. They didn't think they were wrong. So I would have never got any healing from their admission of wrongdoing because they didn't think that they were wrong. Being perfect. Perfection. OCD to the max. I can't be perfect. Question 4. In the past, how has trusting only in your own feelings and emotions gotten you in trouble? I was once told that emotions come and go and they blow in the wind like leaves on a tree. And that is so true because they're conditional. Feelings can be conditional based upon what's going on around you and what time of day and what events and activities are going on. I also would just shut down and not feel anything at all. I had become emotionally dead. to not feel the pain, but the problem was is I didn't feel the joy either. Question 5. How can your higher power, Jesus Christ, help restore you to make sane decisions? How do you get a second chance? Well, first, I stop and be still and listen. Psalms 46:10 is a great scripture that I refer to. Second, I ask for what I need from God. Third, I believe that He's heard me and He's going to answer me. And then I listen for His direction. And fourth, I ask again. Question 6. What areas of your life are you ready to release control and hand over to God? I have definitely handed over my career, my self-worth, my relationships, my finances, and now even my recovery. I'm at a place that I really feel like God is in control and getting me where I need to go. Again, I'm glad you joined me for lesson 4. It's always good to have you. That closes our episode for today. Thanks for joining us. And remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless and take care.